sit placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are up.
Thank you. Mama says she can't understand it. She can't see my motivation. Just give me some security. I'm a paranoid schizoid, but I double twin this century. You keep all your smart button riders. Give me William Shakespeare. You keep all your smart modern fingers. I'll take Bam Bam Dish and the Bam Jean Game Drop. Girl, we gotta get out of here. We gotta find a solution. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't
see them popping up on your top 40 hit parade anymore, but they've been making albums for a number of years, some pretty good ones like that one, the Muswell Hillbillies album for the Kinks, all about a 20th century man. Jerry LaCroix, who's been very, very busy over the years with Edgar Winter's White Trash, has got an album of his own. Here's a song he co-wrote along with Edgar Winter, Looking for a Little Bit of Trust.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of rolling and tumbling. Willie Dixon's song, done by Cream from the Heavy Cream album. We have 3 minutes. Make it 2 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon grapevine with Doug Aldridge. And we're going to take a look right now at what is called Roxy Music. They're a group who have released their first album. Kind of a strange-looking album. The cover is made up of a girl. Well, that may not seem too strange, but when she looks like a 1942 pinup, then you've got to figure the inside is going to be just a little bit something else, and it is. The group are one of the heaviest made-up-looking guys around. Very severe hairdos, some of them out of the 50s, some of them out of the 60s and 70s, but very, very severe, with lots of grease and lots of makeup and lots of spray. Groups made up of Phil Manzanera, Andrew Mackay, Brian Ferry, who writes the music, Rick Kenton, Eno, and Paul Thompson. Eno makes things happen. The song, entitled Virginia Plain. This is Roxy Music.
You're so chic to the world who love we. Ladies of the mountain, streamline. Midnight, you can see the floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise. Open the exclusive doors for a while. Just like the moon goes, look the same. So me and you, just me too, got to search for something new.
What's her name? Virginia Plain. That's Roxy Music on Grapevine. Something has happened. Something wonderful has happened in the last couple of minutes. New albums have just come flooding in. Kind of strange for a Saturday, but that's what happens sometimes. Some good ones, too. And we're going to fit them in the last 25 or so minutes of the program. For example, Bobby Whitlock's Raw Velvet album has come in. We have a live album. It's a big, bad, beautiful day. It's a beautiful day live at Carnegie Hall. Pure Prairie League busting out. They're a Canadian country rock group, sort of patterned after the new writers of the Grateful Dead or what have you. Redbone's Already Here album has just come in here. And Peter Townsend and Who Came First. A fine album indeed, and that's what we're going to start off with our new selection that's just come by, Time Is Passing, from that album.
I'm playing my guitar while my sister bangs a jar. The glass sets up a sound like people laughing. It's going to my brain and it's easing all my pain. I must hear this sound again, 'cause time is passing.
Tears fall again. Show me.
yeah. It's a beautiful day, recorded live at Carnegie Hall with the Grand Camel Suite. Like to use that as kind of a theme in the morning show sometimes from their Big Bad album. This is from their Live at Carnegie Hall album. There's lots of good tracks on this one. We're going to get into more of this next week. Things like Angels and Animals, Bombay Calling, Good Lovin', White Bird, and many, many more from David LaFlamme and Company. It's a beautiful day. Bobby Whitlock has his Raw Velvet album in front of us right now. It's a good one. There's some good tracks on it. The one we've chosen from it today is one co-authored by Eric Clapton along with Bobby Whitlock. Tell the Truth.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Redbone from their Already Here album, and a song that goes back to about 1958 for an old, old group by the name of the Coasters, song all about Poison Ivy. This is their newest album, and things look and sound pretty good. Fado, one of their later singles, is taken from this album. Also, Motivation, Power, a prelude to a means, and a few other things that involve a little bit of Indian rites. That's all about what Redbone's about on Grapevine this afternoon at 21 minutes past 2 o'clock. The only name I recognize from the Pure Prairie League is James Rolleston, a bass player, and where I remember that from, I don't know. One of the many groups that came out of Toronto back in the 66, about that time, I remember picking up that name. Anywho, the Pure Prairie League are sort of the Canadian edition of the New Riders of the Purple Sage of the Grateful Dead. They've got that good country rock sound that kind of makes you feel good when you listen to it. Call me and tell me, busting out the Pure Prairie League.
Things that lie below.